Kids' toys that play on their own. There is nothing creepier than that.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, it is. If you have a real ghost story, please share it with us. You can call in if you like, 855-853-4802. Call that number anytime. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show, along with advanced episodes and access to our archive, become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. You can try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. Kathy Gordon. So
that's me.
You have kids who at one time were once little. Did you ever find any toys just running on their own or anything?
No, no, that I never have. And I would be totally creeped out if I saw that, because I saw it in Poltergeist, the movie, and it's totally scared
creepy.
Me just in a movie.
Because over the years, we've had several people write in or call in with stories about kids' toys that just start up. You know, it's a wind-up toy and it just starts talking, or the little car shoots across the floor. I don't know. I mean, lots of ghost things are spooky, but that's really spooky to me.
Well, you know, kids' toys are like, you know, dolls,
right.
You know, totally creepy, right? So, yeah, I would be scared to death if something just all of a sudden started, you know, wound up and started talking or, you know, jittering or whatever it's supposed to do. God, that would scare the tar out of me.
It would have to go into my murder she shed. It seems like an appropriate place. If something just started going off on its own, I'm like, I'm sorry, you're going to have to go to the murder she shed until you can learn how to be quiet in the house. So let's hear this. So it says,
okay, all right.
Hello, everyone. I wanted to share a few experiences I have had in my home in Shawnee, Kansas, which is located in the Kansas City Metro. Kathy and I, both being from Kansas, know exactly where that is. One night I came home from working late. My husband was picking up our four children from the sitter, so it was just me and my two dogs at home. I was in bed, and all of a sudden, I heard my son's Einstein piano playing in the bathroom. I walked in and watched it playing and suddenly felt compelled to speak. I said to the air, "You can play with the toys as long as you don't scare my kids. That's not allowed." Suddenly, the piano says goodbye, as it does when it's been sitting idle. That is so creepy. And then she says, I left and went back to my bed. A few minutes later, I heard the piano again. This time, I brought my phone so I could record it. The music just stopped. I stood in the doorway for a few minutes, but the music never started again. Suddenly, I felt only what I can describe as air. I felt something touch my leg as if it was squeezing between me and the wall. I looked down, fully expecting to see my dog, but nothing was there. I walked to my room and my dogs were sound asleep on the bed. So the second story also takes place in the bathroom, ironically. This just happened right before I started writing. My daughter was in the bathtub and I was sitting with her. Suddenly, I felt a touch on my back. I turned around, and at the same time I was reacting, my dog, who was lying on the ground at my feet, also reacted. He looked up at me and started whining. I gave him a pet, and he settled back down after one more look at the area behind me where the touch came from. And that's weird, too, because the dog reacted to it as well.
Right, right.
And dogs,
I agree.
I think dogs are more sensitive than we are. The third story happened shortly after one of my dogs passed in the house. My two younger kids and I were at home. I'd gotten them out of bed and then went back and laid down. My back was to the door. I felt someone come in, and I waited for one of my kids to say something to me. You know that feeling. You know, you can tell when your kids just walked in the room.
Exactly. You're expecting somebody to say something or, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're just getting ready to turn around, and then nobody's there.
Yeah, that's what happened. So she said, I waited for one of my kids to say something to me, but there was silence. Suddenly, I felt the bed depress at my feet as if someone was sitting or a dog was lying down. I whipped up to look and no one was there. I frequently see shadows out of the corner of my eye in the hallway for years. I've tried to rationalize it as my brain just trying to fill in images where there is nothing to explain, changes in the light, but seeing it every day and night seems like it might be something more. I also tried to rationalize the air that I felt one night, but I definitely cannot explain the feelings of being touched. My house was built in 1950, so it has been here a long time. These are not the only experiences I've had, but they really resonated with me. The third story, I definitely think, was my dog giving me love and cuddles, letting me know he's still with me. Maybe we have a child ghost also? Let me know your thoughts. Maybe there is a child ghost.
Yeah, you know, it could be, I mean,
it could be any kind of ghost, even though it was a child's toy, you know, but if a ghost was able to get the toy to start playing on its own, that would be like, yes, I'm getting somewhere. I'm going to get her attention with this.
Yeah. And, you know, the fact that when she thought, okay, well, I'm going to record this.
And then
it just quit. It wouldn't do anything.
But I think the toy playing, that's just creepy. And I don't know how you explain it.
So creepy. Now, I don't exactly know about how an Einstein piano works, like how it turns on or off, or you know what I mean? Like, does it have, I'm assuming it has some sort of switch to turn it on before it could play.
That would be
my
guess.
And I'm assuming it has a memory so it could play a song, but it has to be turned on, I'm assuming, because she said it did say goodbye when it was, had reached a point where it would turn itself off after a while.
Maybe it turns on pretty easily. I don't know. But I do think it's weird that it would have turned off. Yeah.
Well, that it turned off. And I could see that happening, like, you know, it has an automatic shut off after a while. Kids forget to turn everything off, you know, and how it would save batteries. And so it will just shut down and say goodbye, you know, whatever. But still, that's super creepy that it happened to it right when she's standing there and it just says goodbye. But it was playing. It wasn't in sleep mode and then just turned off after a little bit.
And it was after she reprimanded it.
Yeah.
Like, don't scare the kids.
And it said goodbye.
Like, fine, I'll scare you. The dog story, I do think that could have been the dog. I've heard lots of stories like that over the years. You know, people in bed feeling their cats jump on the bed or their dog jump on the bed. Because that's, you just know what that feels like.
The other day, I was in the kitchen and my washer and dryer in the kitchen and I was folding up some laundry and it was a warm day. And so I had shorts on. And I felt Madden, that's my dog, he's named for Joe Madden, the 2016 Cubs World Series Cub manager. Anyway, so Madden came up and, you know, he touched his nose on my leg, you know, gave me a little nose leg. And I turned around to talk to him and say, oh, that's so cute. And I turned around, he wasn't there and nothing was there. And I went and looked and he was in the living room far away from me, sound asleep.
Which is the weirdest thing, because you know that feeling so well.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I reached down to pet him. Like, that was super sweet, you know, and then went, oh.
And the things that I would like to know is she the only one in the house that's having these experiences? And she does say, I frequently see shadows out of the corner of my eye in the hallway for years. That's another thing that she said, which is interesting to me because, you know, you could have problems with your eyes and see kind of weird things. But if it's only happening in the hallway, it's obviously not your eyes. There's something else going on there.
I think so, too. I think you're absolutely right. That she's getting those peripheral, you know, visions. But you feel that creepiness, you know, like, oh, that was, you know. It wasn't right.
Well, you want to do another story? So this one says,
yeah, I sure do.
Hi, Tony, Carol, Todd, Kathy, and Harper. Hope all is well. I like that because Kathy's been on the show for a few weeks now.
Thank you.
This is Matt from Central New York. Recently on a trip to my sister and brother-in-law's, I was told of a scary story or encounter. Not a ghost story, but still one which would make you think twice before walking alone in the woods again. Bum, bum, bum.
Wait. Bum, bum, bum. I'm not walking in the alone in the woods just anyway. So I already don't have to think twice.
Well, I kind of like wooded areas by myself if I have a dog, you know. I like that kind of being out in the middle of nowhere.
What time of day is he talking about? Is he talking about something?
I think it's just in general warning. Watch out about walking in the woods alone. Before I start, little background is necessary. Their house is located just outside Brunswick, New York, in an area known as Grafton. Now, one thing I will say, where I live, there's not a lot of wooded areas to walk. There's a couple nice wooden area parks here, but for the most part, Kansas isn't filled with trees. Some parts than others.
It's not beautiful like New York is.
Mm. This area is hundreds of acres of woods with many homes spread out, making it quiet and desolate in some parts. Also interesting is that they are part of the Hudson Valley, which has had a rich history of UFO and ghost encounters. Oh, I don't ever want to encounter a UFO. Mm-hmm. I just don't. I don't know what to do about this. I don't know how to talk to you. I just can't.
Well, I was just thinking about the anal probe thing because of the UFOs, and then that got me totally...
It's distracting. You
know, thrown off.
I know.
It was so distracting. Yeah.
Because that's what they used to say all the time. Like, but you don't hear about it these days. Maybe that was something from when we were kids.
I will tell you, he is right. The Hudson Valley area is so beautiful. That's where I went last summer and I stayed there for a couple weeks and it was so beautiful. But it's so wooded. It's so heavily wooded. And it is a kind of frightening at night. Like you just get the sense, you know, it's very historic, very old, very beautiful, but very dense, you know, and I get kind of what he's talking about here. He knows a lot more than me, but I get it.
So the story starts 11 years ago when my niece and her friend were about 10 or 11 at the time. They were playing outside being kids and decided to venture on the many vehicle trails located on the property and play. As they headed back a couple hundred yards from the house, approaching an old hunting shack on the property, they stopped. And as my niece puts it, she wanted to be aware of her surroundings and listen, as her father has taught her. Next, she thought she heard something in the woods and spotted what looked like an old tree trunk with branches around it and thought nothing of it. Then her friend decided to throw a rock into the woods at it, and the girls saw what they described as something standing up with black eyes and thin, like the shape of the branches. Once they saw this, they started running, and my niece said it looked like this creature or monster was running after them. They found one of the trails and came screaming and running to the house, and my sister asked them what had happened. As they said they saw a monster, there was nothing behind them now, and my sister didn't see a sign of anything. Naturally, she dismissed this as kids being kids, and the girls' eyes were playing tricks, or they were just making up a silly story. After doing a little research, she found that this creature they described most resembled a rake, with black eyes, really slender and fast moving. A rake, is that like, you know, some Hudson Valley legendary monster of lore?
I think it's the legendary thin man-y, you know, type.
Because I'm thinking like,
thing.
I'm out raking my yard, I stand it up.
No,
if you put
not
eyes
a rake.
On that. Okay.
No, much spookier than that. This is a really spooky story. Go ahead.
Well, especially when you think about it being a rake like what I had in my head.
No.
Okay, back to the story. This may not be your typical ghost story, but I know I have to think twice before going into the woods alone. As a hunter, these things have always been a concern of mine. The last thing, as a side note, my niece, now 21, just told me this story yesterday, and the detail in sheer fright and shock that still bothers her to this day amazes me to still remember such a frightening event. If I were a stranger hearing this, I would always want to stop and be aware of my surroundings. I think that's good advice, because you never really know what's lurking in the woods or even the darkness. Thank you, Tony and crew, for all the stories you post, and hopefully you can read this on the air. If not, that's fine. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Matt, for writing in that story.
Matt, that was a good one.
You know, because you hear about these legendary monsters, and I'm doing an episode on the Grave Talks, but it's about a boggy monster from the Arkansas area. And apparently Texas has a monster. This thing, you know, there are these legendary monsters around the, you know, a Bigfoot. You know, he's not the only one. But supposedly, you know, people
I've kind of heard
like
about this
years.
Rake thing before, though. I think, I kind of know what he's talking about, and I've heard of it, you know, that people have talked about, you know, out in the fields, out in the woods, these, you know, creatures, tall, thin, you know, like that, dark eyes. Some, I have heard of red eyes at times with
I've
it.
I've heard of
but,
that.
You know, and he's right. She's still scared. He said she's 21 now.
Yep. I would still remember that if that happened to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I've never had an experience like that, so I can't say I believe in that sort of thing because I don't have experience with that sort of thing. But I think it's fascinating to hear these stories like that.
Just take a walk in the woods at night and you can believe it, I think.
No.
It's a scary place.
But stop and be aware of your surroundings, Kathy. That's key. Right. That's key. If you like this show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber through applepodcast.com. You could try it 3 days free. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. From all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.